Psachim Yerushalmi, Kof Line 2, Psachim Bavli, Daf Nun Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amad Beis at the Mishnah beginning of the new Perek, Tamid Nishrat. Tamid Nishrat, Beshmoina Mumechse, Bekav Betisha Mumechse. The Tamid offering is slaughtered at 8.5 hours into the day and brought at 9.5 hours into the day. It's talking about the afternoon Korban Tamid. Eru Psachim Nishrat, Besheva Mumechse, Bekav Beshmoina Mumechse, Ben Bechol, Ben Beshabbos. On Erev Pesach, it's slaughtered at 7.5 hours and brought at 8.5 hours, whether it occurs on a weekday or on Shabbos. Chal Erev Psachim Lios Erev Shabbos Nishchat B'Shesh U'Mechse V'Kar B'Shev U'Mechse V'Pesach Achrov. If Erev Pesach occurs on Erev Shabbos, it's slaughtered at 6.5 hours and brought at 7.5 hours, followed by the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says, K'siv V'Zeh Asher Taseh Al HaMizbeach V'Gomer. The Baisa says the Pasuk in Shmos Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Lamed Ches says, this you shall do on the altar, 2 sheep in the first year, 2 every day, etc. Hayisi Oime Yikruvu Shneihem B'Shachrus Shneim Ben Arbayim Tamuleime Esakeris Echad Taseh B'Boike. I would have said that both may be brought in the morning or both may be brought in the afternoon, as long as 2 are brought per day. But the Pasuk says in Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Lamed Ches, the first sheep you shall do in the morning, etc. Hayisi Oime Yikruvu Shachar Im Onet Zachama, B'Shalat Ben Arbaim, Im Dimdim Nechama, Tamuloy Ben Arbaim. Nema Kan Ben Arbaim, Benem Lahalon, Ben Arbaim, Ma Ben Arbaim, Shenem Lahalon, Mishay Shoyth Ulamalon, Af Ben Arbaim, Shenem Kan, Mishay Shoyth Ulamalon. I would have said that the morning sheep should be brought at sunrise, and the afternoon sheep should be brought towards sunset. The Pasuk says Ben Arbaim in the afternoon, and the Pasuk also says Ben Arbaim in reference to the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara makes the Gzeira Shava, just as the Ben Arbaim of the Pesach offering refers to after the sixth hour, so too the Ben Arbaim of the Tamid offering refers to after the sixth hour. Ma Chamis Meima Ben Arbaim Meshesh Shoyis Ulamalon. Why do you say that Ben Arbaim refers to after the sixth hour? Afapishein Raila Dava Zeichel Dava Oilonu Ki Pana Hayoim Ki Notis Loli Erev Ma Erev Shenema Lahalon Meshesh Shoyis Ulamalon Af Erev Shenema Kan Meshesh Shoyis Ulamalon. The answer is, even though there's no proof to this, there's a hint to this, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Perek Vav, Pasuk Daled, woe is to us as the day is ending, as the shadows of evening grow longer. The shadows grow longer after the sixth hour of the day. So just as the evening that's stated there refers to after the sixth hour, so to the evening here refers to after the sixth hour. The Eikoshtu Meshesh Shoyz Ulamalan asks the Gemara, if so, it should be valid from the sixth hour. Why does the Mishnah require it to be slaughtered at 8.5 hours? The Bishur Ben Levi Omar Ben Arbaim Ketzad Chalak Ben Arbaim retain lo shtei shoyth amechze lefanov u'shtei shoyth amechze l'achrov v'sha'a achas li'isukai nimfes oime sh'atomid karev b'teisha shoyth amechze. Rishu Ben Levi answers that what is Ben Arbaim between the evenings means divide the afternoon into two, making 2 sections of 2.5 hours on either side and 1 hour in the middle for the process of sacrificing. Therefore, the Tomid is slaughtered at 8.5 and brought at 9.5 hours. And Rabbi Yosi Shavik Rishu Ben Levi Reisha Rama Sofa Delachen Kador. Rabbi Yosi rejects this and says Rishu Ben Levi ignored the first part and only spoke on the second part of the following Baisa. Rather, the Baisa is teaching as follows: The Tani Chananya Ben Yehuda Omer Shemei Ani Ben Arbaim Ben Haravoy Shal Arba'asa Ben Haravoy Shal Chamisha'asa. Chananya Ben Yehuda says Ben Arbaim is between the evening of the 14th and the evening of the 15th. Yochel Ayoim Ve'alayla Bechlal Tamid Loima Yoim. I might think that this includes the day and the night, meaning that one could slaughter the Pesach offering at any time from the afternoon of the 14th until the afternoon of the 15th, but the Pasuk says in Shmos Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, the day, but not during the night. If the Pasuk said day, I might think it would be divided, it would be valid to slaughter it 2 hours into the day, but the Pasuk says in Dvarim Tezayin, Pasuk Dalet, in the evening. Ibe'erev Yochel Mishitech Shach, Tamid Loima Ben Arbaim. Haketzad Chalok Ben Arbaim, Veten Shtei Shoyth Mechze Lefonov, Rutei Shoyth Mechze Leachrov, Vesha Achav Lesukoi, Nimfes Oime, Sheha Tomid Korov, should say Korov Betei Shoyth Mechze Leachrov, Vesha Achav Lesukoi, Nimfes Oime, Sheha Tomid Korov Betei Shoyth Mechze. If so, I might think it may be slaughtered at night, so the Pasuk says Ben Arbaim in the afternoon. How can this be achieved? Divide the afternoon into 2, making 2 sections of 2.5 hours on either side, and 1 hour in the middle for the process of sacrificing. Therefore, the Pesach is brought at 9.5 hours And the Talmud is also usually brought at 9.5 hours. And Rabbi Yosef Hadad Tema, Le Mitzvah Aval Yikuv, Hadahi de Taninan, Shachta Kredim Chatzis, Pasol, Lacha Chatzis, Miyad Kasha, Kredim Le Talmud Kasha. Rabbi Yosef says ideally the Pesach should be brought at 9.5 hours, but one could fulfill his basic obligation according to the Mishnah if he slaughtered it before noon, it's invalid. If he slaughtered it after noon, it's valid. If he slaughtered it before the Talmud offering, it's also valid. V'yema af b'shachris kein. Why then can one not fulfill his basic obligation in the morning? Hacha k'siv ben arbayim, islach meima taman ben abakawim. The answer is since the pasuk says ben arbayim, but could this be referring to the morning? Rishu ben Levi, oma tfilois me'avos landu. Should say, Rishu ben Levi says that the Chazal learned the prayers from the Avos, Avim Yitzchak and Yaakov, but not from the Karbanos, and therefore one can even ideally pray Mincha from the 6th hour, even though the Torah was ideally brought at 9.5 hours.